The program she had started had become so successful and grown so large that the pickup window had been steadily lengthened to accommodate all of the orders. The day began at her normal crack-of-dawn hour at the farm, but she didn't come home until after dark on pickup night, even in the summer, when the balmy heat of day kept the sky a swirl of violet and pink until well into the evening. There would already be stars winking in an indigo sky by the time she finally pulled her little car into her driveway on pickup nights, and as she'd explained to Kalea earlier, she would be exhausted.
Okay, but literally, I don't understand why. You just tell these folks,
"Oh, good. I'm glad you managed to show up on time on the agreed-upon date, even though it makes no difference to me because you've already paid. Take your shit and go. See? Easy." Grace had glared up at Kalea's words, the green-skinned dryad standing over her imperiously before the pickup table, front and center on the farm's wide, circular turnaround. They had still been at the farm when the last customer had finally left, gripping the hand of her rambunctious little boy to prevent him from tearing off again. Grace was certain the little amphibian had licked every single piece of farming equipment kept on the circular drive with his darting blue tongue, so she'd hastily called for one of the farmhands to help carry the woman's bags back to her car, so that she could wrangle her slobbering child. She didn't bother explaining, knowing her friend wouldn't understand, and perhaps more importantly, Grace didn't want to sound ungrateful. She loved everything about her job on the farm and her life in Cambrick Creek, loved her co-workers and friends, and wouldn't trade these long CSA nights in for anything, as they were proof that she was doing good work here. That didn't mean she wanted to socialize tonight. She didn't know why bars and clubs made her anxious, but each and every time felt like the very first day of school. Too crowded, too weighted with expectation, and she was horribly out of place. There always seemed to be half a dozen unspoken rules in pubs, rules she was expected to know immediately upon entering, despite the fact that they seemed to be different from establishment to establishment, rules that other people seemed to know instinctively. She'd never been one of the cool kids growing up, and she supposed it was far too late in life to become one now. Besides, she had been on for more than 12 hours at that point. Going home was the only thing on her agenda.
What happened to, "I'm going to start getting out more. I'm going to start being more adventurous"?
You act like you're 80. What do you need to rush home for? To have your bowl of mushed peas and tuck into bed after wheel of enticement? There was no use arguing with the dryad, a lesson Grace had learned well over the course of their friendship.
"Fine," she'd cried, throwing her hands up in defeat. "I'll go. Happy now?
We still need to break down these blackberries before we leave, so don't go disappearing." Kalea grinned in triumph, a smug, cat-that-got-the-cream expression on her pert face.
"Yeah, actually I am. This is supposed to be your summer of fun, remember? You said you wanted to be more adventurous, and I'm honor-bound as your friend to make sure that happens. Brogan is coming, so, you know, let's see where the night takes us, shall we?"
She winked pointedly, and Grace felt heat move up the back of her neck at Kalea's words as she mentally recounted the previous afternoon. The big bull had been flirting with her since she'd started at the farm, and as she'd reciprocated the flirtation, things had steadily escalated to whispered comments and innuendo that would be likely grounds for termination at any business with an HR department. Fortunately for her employment, Cal's farm possessed no such thing, but they were beginning to toe a dangerous line. Cambrick Creek was in the grip of a heat wave, and even though she started each day with a light cardigan over her sundress, by early afternoon, she would be stripped down to the spaghetti-strapped shift while baking beneath a small umbrella at her table. She had just led a small group of newly arrived patrons up the pathway of the north field, instructing them on where they could start picking their own fruit, before detouring around the back of the first barn, in hopes of finding some shade as she journeyed back to the blistering hot concrete pad where her table resided. Brogan had been coming out of the barn, stopping short as he saw her approaching, a lascivious grin spreading across his bovine mouth as he ogled the amount of bare skin she was showing.